Penticton's agricultural community is rallying around a longtime collaborator whose string of bad luck recently culminated in a fire destroying much of his stock and property. Dan Zeller is an agricultural equipment supplier who is known for his integrity, hard work and friendship to many in the South Okanagan who operate wineries, farms and the like. "He's a relationship kind of guy," said Matthew Holler, farmer with Poplar Grove Winery, explaining Zeller as the kind of guy who will point you to a better deal if he can find it. "He's personally saved me, you know, tens of thousands of dollars on my own farming operation just with being thoughtful, and he's not even taking commission on that. If it's an emergency and we need something, he's always the first one to say, either, I've got the materials or, hey, I've got a friend who has that." Unfortunately, Zeller has been having a rough time. His dog was hit by a driver on Friday, and he had some warehouse material stolen. Then, on Sunday, he lost his storage yard and supplies on Green Mountain Road to a fire. The property was uninsured, according to Holler, because Zeller can't afford to keep his prices low for farmers while paying high premiums associated with repeated break-ins. Holler started a GoFundMe seeking $50,000, calling on others in the agricultural community and beyond to help Zeller out the way he has helped them out for many years. Zeller was emotional speaking to Castanet, holding back tears and requesting a moment to collect himself before expressing his profound gratitude to the community for offering to help. "I was at the verge of giving up, really. I could never imagine this happening to me at this moment right now. I don't even know what to say," Zeller said. "I'd like to pay them back somehow, at some point. I didn't know that so many people are supporting me in that depth. It's unbelievable. It's so absolutely touching, to know that people are backing me up." Zeller said any money from the GoFundMe will go towards reordering products lost in the fire to ensure he is still there for his customers ahead of the spring agricultural season. "I want to support the customers that I currently have and make sure I get the same service for sure." The GoFundMe has reached $34,000 as of Wednesday afternoon. And money isn't the only way people have helped. Zeller said people have been donating labor to clean up the fire site, dropping off meals and offering emotional support. "I talked to my mom, she's 85. And she was also in tears, like she couldn't believe what I'm going through right now," Zeller said. "And I just told her about the community support and she just had a big smile on her face. She's going, that's what it is when you give back to the community. It's what goes around comes around."